It's just before 3 a.m. This is going to be a long day. My alarm's about to go off because today I'm off to London to the Olympic Park and to see some athletics at the stadium for the Olympics, and I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to have little bits of diary through the day and see what's going to happen. So I'm about to get up and head off to the train station in Leeds and start the day. So, 3:15 and we're leaving the house. Time to get to the car. So, I'm in a rather deserted Leeds station now, 4:00. About to catch my train to London, and that's enough of these little updates. I shall fill you in again when I am at the Olympic Stadium. So, I'm now in the Olympic Park and about to get my ticket from the box office. It's taken no time at all. The javelin train from King's Cross was like 10 seconds across London. Absolutely amazing. Hopefully I'll pick up my tickets very efficiently now. Lots of smiley people, lots of very helpful people. All going very well. Absolutely terrific. So that's straight through the security. Took me about 10 seconds. Lots of smiling people, one or two helpful military people around the place. Crowds of happy people, everything working completely brilliantly. I am tremendously impressed. And then you see little things like in the stadium, the torch on the big screen, and the swimming pool, which is an amazing structure. And although the sky is a bit grey at the moment, it's just stunning. The whole thing. Stunning. So now I am through and I'm standing just outside the stadium itself, and it's immense and wonderful, and I am really excited. Just really, really excited. So now I'm inside the stadium. You can hear the difference in noise levels now. I am on the far side, if you can imagine where that is. Away from the start of the 100 metres. I'm about 20 rows up from the track side, and it's just amazing. I can see my seat for Friday night. Friday night I am 2 rows up from the track, just a slightly on the bend to my right. If you can imagine, on the opposite side from where the cauldron is. And it's just wonderful. It's huge and glorious, and we'll be starting with this morning's athletics in about 20 minutes time. And of course, being on the other side from the 100 metres means I'm right in front of the sand pit for the triple jump, and we have the triple jump heats this morning, so I'm in like the perfect position. I mean, absolutely perfect. I'm right above where the triple jump's going to happen. It's completely ideal. So the competitions are going on now. There's women's javelin. We have rounds of 110 metres hurdles. And the triple jumpers with Philip Sadeau are warming up right in front of me.
Nice!
There you go. That's quite a long javelin throw just happened. And it's just all kind of happening. There's a great thing when the javelins get thrown. There are little mini Coopers running up and down little kind of radio-driven cars collecting the javelins and taking them back. So we're back with Philip Sadeau, and he's running for the last time. If he doesn't do this, he's out of the competition. And he's running up now in front of me, and it's nowhere near big enough. He's out of the competition. The guy clearly was injured. The stadium has gone basically quiet. And that's it. Oh well. There we go. Yeah, the crowd went absolutely silent after he jumped and didn't make it. So I guess the stories of his injuries might well be true. Who knows? Anyway, I'm running out of time with this. I'm going to stop and publish. Jumping is still going on. Women are running around for 5,000 metres. I have no idea how they do that. And we have Usain Bolt later. So I'll stop and restart shortly.